We're ESPN Radio, 93.5,
95.3. Pleasure having Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on Mondays and Fridays. What a treat. This segment of Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, brought to you by Big Grove Tavern. Johnny's in New Orleans. Johnny!
Baby, happy Thanksgiving. Had a good Thanksgiving, you boys.
Yeah. Mike Ditka's in Chicago. Were you eat at the restaurant last night, Mike?
Well, I ate at the restaurant yesterday at noon. I don't stay up at night anymore. So I came home and watched all that exciting football.
Oh, man. I tell you, let's begin with Houston and Detroit. That was a darn good football game that the Texans won in overtime. I tell you what, Texans are the real deal, Mike.
Well, they're a good football team. I think a little disappointed yesterday, but I think you got to give a lot of credit to Detroit. Detroit played very well on offense. They did a lot of good things. Stafford looked good. But, their defense, it's not that impressive if you have time to throw the ball.
Well, and the big story of that game was the rule where
there's no question. It was a bad call. It was a terrible call. I mean, and then you throw the flag. The whole idea of pro football, come up with these rules. You've got to get it right. That was what instant replay was put in for. You've got to get it right. Now they come up and it's like everything else. It's like government regulations. You put this in. Well, if you do this first, if you pick your nose, you can't throw the flag. You know, it's stupid.
It was a Houston score, Stevie. I don't think Steve saw it. Coach threw the red flag to bring a touchdown back. Well, it was reviewable since it was a score, and since he threw the red flag, it made it unreviewable by rule.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
It's absolutely
stupid.
The rule was the stupidest rule in the world. Only some idiot in New York who never played the game of football could come up with it. It's pathetic. But yet, that's what they do. When you don't play the game, then you legislate the game.
Unbelievable. So you're telling me that they didn't get it right because somebody wrote in the line in the rule book that said, oops, you made a mistake on that. That means
that's the only reason it was.
Dumbest thing ever.
Well, throwing the flag made it unreviewable.
Yeah,
that
stupid.
Didn't make
it's crazy. Unbelievable. All right. And then the second game, it was Washington out big. Dallas makes a run back. Not enough. Cowboys are out of this thing, aren't they?
Well, they're not a good team. I think, you've got to look at what's going on. I mean, you can blame it on anybody you want to, but, we hear all this stuff about Dallas has so much talent. Where is it? I mean, outside of Romo, where is it really? I don't see it. I mean, Witten's a great tight end. Romo, you could call Brian a good football player. I got one good guy, one guy where on defense. Where is the rest of it?
Well, I think the talent, okay, on paper, but Brian's been a one-man wrecking crew.
Absolutely.
He just can't stop turning the ball over. And then you've got Romo, Mike. He's great, but he'll screw up.
Yeah, you're right. He's got the, he matches up his touchdowns with turnovers.
Yeah.
And
right.
I understand. And I think a lot of that was when you're frustrated and you're trying too hard. I think these things happen. I think right now this team is just trying too hard, I think. And I don't think they're good enough. I'll be honest with you. If you look at their record over the last 10 years, it's about a 500 record. That's all they got.
Wow. All right, so I think conspiracy theory is alive here. I think that the game yesterday sealed the fact that Jerry Jones is going to go after Sean Payton as his next head coach. Am I stupid thinking that, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you what. Sean better learn to play a couple positions if he's going to come coach there because it's going to be hard unless you get the people.
Jerry, if he decided that he wanted him, I don't think he's going anywhere. But if he
No, I don't think he is. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think anything. Whatever happens, happens. But, to me, Sean Payton should be coaching New Orleans Saints and Jerry Jones will find somebody else if he wants to get rid of Garrett. That's all there is to it.
All right, last night, boy, what a shellacking. And I've never seen 52 seconds yield 3 touchdowns for one team in my life. The New England all over the Jets, 49-19. It wasn't even competitive.
That's men against boys. That's a team that's been it was well built. It was picked. The players were well picked. It was built, and there's a team that was just put together that's not very good. I mean, you look at the personnel, guys, and you can say anything you want to say, but the New York Jets don't have really good personnel. They really don't. Mm. So, when you play New England, New England might be Now, I say this might be the best team in the AFC right now, because when you can score the way they score, man, you cure a lot of your ills. And that's the same with New Orleans. When you can score like that, you can hide your defense.
And then they have, you know, one guy can make a lot of difference. It's 11 guys out there. Is it Revis up there that's such a good back, and they've lost him? And boy,
No, that's a cop-out, John. I don't care whoever. I mean, he was good. Don't get me wrong now. Because he was good because he would let them just lock up. He would let them lock up on one man, man-to-man, and they could play their other defense around him. But that's a luxury that most teams don't have. You know, the game of football is played with 11 men, and you got to coordinate the defense best you can to use all those men. I mean, if you don't do it that way, I'm sorry, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I just don't get it. If your team is so bad that one player makes all, and I can see it, like in the instance of a Drew Brees, I can see it in one player that way. But I can't see it as a defensive player or an offensive lineman. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, I'm all in. When I'm watching the helmet hits, and I'm watching that because the NFL's made me so conscious of it, I'm all in on the Mike Ditka solution. Let it be known as the Mike Ditka solution. Take off the face mask. Johnny, that's brilliant. These guys, they'd never stick their face in there if they didn't have those bars.
I'll tell you, it's tough, Mike, when these guys are trying hard to not get these penalties. But, boy, they made it almost impossible.
And John, you can't – and what's happened now, these calls are getting a little ridiculous, and the officials are trying their best. You can't legislate hitting out of football. I mean, it's part of it. Now, if you want to change the name of the game, change it. If you want to take the mask off the helmet, change it. I mean, there's things you can do, but if you're going to say, well, you could never take the mask off the helmet, then it would come down to that's against player safety. Well, I don't know what's worse, you know, striking with your head or protecting your face, but, you know, right now, and I watched the officiating, my God, they're trying, but they're missing a lot of things now, you know, and they're starting to get to the point where, oops, it looks like it, I'm going to call it.
Well, then if a guy flies in with his helmet and the other guy crunches down,
absolutely.
What's he supposed to do about that?
You know, the guy's coming in to tackle, and all of a sudden, I've got the ball, and I duck my head into him.
Right.
It's the other guy's fault.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they're doing, I remember, you know, one of the defense philosophies against a receiver was to make him hear footsteps and to kind of put the fear into him for the hit. They're basically taking that out. You can tackle him, but you can't try to hurt the guy or try to even hit him hard, it doesn't look like.
Well, first of all, John, none about hearing anything, because this happens so quick. You know, it's in a flash, you know. You say make him hear footsteps or this. These guys are, I don't want to say, you know, but they seem to be, everything seems to be moving so much faster in the game, and they strike so much quicker. I it's hard to say that anybody can hear anything coming. It's like a psh, then they hit you.
Yeah.
But I think they're taking away that kind of intimidation factor.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
No,
because they're just not letting them do it. I mean, they had a guy flying in and make a heck of a hit, and they just threw a flag on him and said, well, you hit him too hard. But really the call, I mean, that's really what the call was. They can make that defenseless player call anytime they want. Yeah. So it's kind of a judgment call now.
Yeah, ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3, 743, day after Thanksgiving. Friday morning, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. Johnny's in New Orleans, Mike Ditka in Chicago. What's going to happen to the defensive lineman for the Detroit Lions after he looked like he kicked Matt Schwab in the groin yesterday on Thanksgiving? Is this guy a dirty player, or is that an accident?
Oh, I think that was not intended the way that happened. But is he a dirty player? He pushes the envelope pretty far. I think that he borders on... I think that he is trying to hurt people.
Was that Sue?
Yeah. Now, is it Dominic Sue?
Yeah.
The problem with Sue is he's always in trouble.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, he seems to be. And that's okay to have the temperament of an angry guy when you're playing football. You can't be liking everybody, but sometimes it's no good. And what I see right now, I can't look into a guy's mind and say what his intent is.
Yeah.
But if I were able to see any of his, I'd know what his intent was to hurt that guy.
Well, I mean, then the CBS guys excoriated the guy. I mean, pounded him, said this is the dirtiest football player. I wonder if the league's going to fine him for what looked like an intentional boot to the groin yesterday.
You know, the other play was worse. When he pulled Schaub down, and he kind of bent his leg behind his. I mean, Matt Schaub's leg could have snapped right there. And
well,
I'm
know
looking
he's
at this
on,
thing. He's dragging him down,
kinda,
and there's no reason to.
They're,
but, you know,
they're
this is the way the guy
too.
Plays. I mean, I'm not I don't know. I've never seen it, but he's going to get his butt in trouble. There's no question about that.
All right, let's go to college. USC hosting Notre Dame, biggest college football game in the nation tomorrow night. Can USC beat Notre Dame out there, Mike?
Well, I think in one game anything can happen. You know, you got a redshirt freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
So I mean, evidently he's pretty confident, pretty cocky. He's made some great statements, but Notre Dame is a very good football team. But it starts with their defense and it ends with their defense. I mean. And because their defense is so dominant, they're able to do things on offense that they wouldn't be able to do if they just played normal defense. So they've been terrific on defense. And the defense has put this offense in a chance to succeed. Now, in saying that, they're all getting better. That quarterback's pretty good. He's getting better. And they got a great tight end. This kid's a great football player. He's going to play at the next level. He's going to play at a very high level. So, you know, they can do some things very well. I love it. I think football in America is better in college when Notre Dame is a good team. That's the way I feel. Not that I'm a big Notre Dame fan. I'm just saying something because there's so many likers out there and there's so many haters. So I think it's just better when Notre Dame's good.
They got such a big following for exactly that. They're either people wanting to watch them win or wanting to watch them lose.
I think they'll win the game. I think really, if we really want to be honest, we saw something this year when A&M beat Alabama. That kid was out of his mind. I mean, he played phenomenal football. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play any better and more focused. I'm not sure Alabama is still not the best team in the country.
Well, I don't know what will happen with Notre Dame, Alabama, if it comes to that. But I'd like to see that, actually.
Yeah, that would be a good one to see.
Well, Mike, Johnny said that if Notre Dame plays Alabama, he thinks there should be UN observers because it'll be a human rights violation.
it could get ugly.
But, you know, you're talking about Notre Dame, too, and they always kind of, you know, they've always got extra help somewhere.
That's exactly right. All right, Sunday, it's the couple of really good football games. San Francisco at New Orleans. I think some of the San Francisco defensive players, Mike Ditka, are scary looking.
Well, you know, what they're doing right now, and it looks like they're like, and Jim's got a team that they pack a lunch in the morning and they go to work and they work an 8-hour day and they work hard, and that's just the way they are. But they can get after, you know. That you saw what they did with the kid had 5.5 sacks. I mean, and you got to look at the team, the offensive line they were playing too. I mean, but he killed him.
I don't get it, Mike. That was a terror. If you're a Saints fan watching that, that was a terrifying football game watching.
Yeah.
San Francisco Bear game.
I mean, the offensive line of the Bears. You can't fix what. It's talent, guys. Somebody made a mistake. These people can't play at this level. Oh, they might look good, and they might look good in a gym and shorts and this and that, weightlifting, and they might have a good 440 speed. They can't play because they don't do the fundamental things yet. They can't. They're not. Their quickness isn't there. Their ability to stop people initially, it's not there. So it's bad. It's not what they're doing. I mean, it's not the coaches. It's people.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how much better our offensive line is up against that kind of an onslaught. They got more than one or two pressure guys on San Fran.
They got some real good players. But, you know, the Saints, and I said this 3 weeks ago, John, on TV. I said the Saints, if they show any significant improvement on defense, watch out. Now, what they've done, they've run four in a row, I think, off. This is an interesting team now. Because it's not like anybody's going to run away with anything. I think the Falcons are coming back to reality. I think they'll get beat this week.
Hmm.
I do like Tampa Bay. I think they're a good young team that knows how to run the ball. The quarterback's getting better. And, you know, they play hard. I mean, whether you like the coach or not, I like the way he coaches. So, you know, that's just me. I think he tries to get the best out of his players.
All right, Johnny.
Well, Harbaugh also went with the – he decided he's going to go with that younger quarterback. He'd only played in that one
I don't
game.
Think that's definite yet, John, from what I've just
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, he but, did hedge a little bit on it.
But you know, here's the thing. The kid Kaepernick played a great game. Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing. I would question making a change. I would, because I think Alex Smith is his quarterback. And I think the whole team knows that. Now, they might like Kaepernick more right now. There'd be a better way to do it than just do it whole scale right now.
Well, I'm hoping he goes with Kaepernick, because I'll tell you what, Alex Smith, he's had his troubles, but against the New Orleans Saints, he has great games.
Alex Smith is a smart young quarterback. He's not going to make a whole lot of mistakes. And, you know, and people say, well, he's a manager. Well, I don't know what he is, but, you know, if you win games with the guy playing quarterback, let him play.
Yeah, and maybe Jim Harbaugh sending a message saying, Alex, you got to be on your toes because I got a guy behind you that's really good.
I don't think he has to send a message. I think Alex knows that.
Okay. All right, and finally, in football, the Giants hosting Green Bay Sunday night, that ought to be a heck of a game.
Well, again, it should be a fantastic game. You know, I think, you know, if you really look at football this year and you don't understand what Green Bay has accomplished, they've got so many injuries, guys. They've got so many people out, receivers, running back, linebackers, offensive linemen, and they're winning. And they're a good team right now. And if they win Sunday night, which I think they will, I think you got to look out at this team. This team is coming awfully fast.
Well, how are the Bears going to do after that?
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's seen the recipe now to beat the Bears. It's not hard. You know what how to cook it. I mean, put the ingredients in. If your stove works, you ought to be okay. But they know what you got to do. I mean, it's not too hard to figure out that their offensive line is not very good. The thing that impressed me more in that 49er game than anything else, 49ers ran the ball down the Bears' throat. They ran it down the throat.
Yeah.
And they threw it at will. Now, the Bears, the one thing that's deceiving, when you score points off a turnover like they have, you get an illusion that this is going to happen all the time. It's not going to happen all the time. So when you're not getting those points from your defense, where the hell are you getting them? You got six against Houston.
Boy, that's a good point. I'll tell you what, when you start making points off the turnovers, when the Saints.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so they get six against Houston. That's not going to beat anybody.
Yeah. All right, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, final few moments. Let's see what's going on in Gaza.
Israel is now packing up its some 40,000 reserve troops that it brought down to the Gaza border in this procedure and then said it's time to go on home. Also, the armored personnel carriers and tanks are heading north as well. That's significant because it shows that Israel really believes that this ceasefire is going to hold going forward.
All right, so good to have a ceasefire, Johnny. What does it mean?
Well, I mean, it means they've come to an agreement to stop shooting for now. I think that's great. I mean, we're all pulling for that. It never seems to last, Mike. It's always something.
It's not going to last, and because Hamas is not going to let it last. That's the point. I think right now the same people involved here are the Israelites, because they don't want war. But they have a right to protect their property and their land and their people. And that's what they're going to do. So, you know, if the Palestinian world, the whole idea of what life is to destroy the Israeli people, then that's what they'll try to do eventually. And Israel will fight back, and they'll have the weapons to do it, and we're going to have a real mess. That's all you're going to have, a real mess.
Well, and that's it. I think that there's no resolution. I think you get tired of fighting and say, man, this isn't working.
Resolutions only come if you really want them to come. That means both sides.
Right.
I don't think both sides want this to come.
Yeah. I think that the Israelites would like a resolution, but they want, this is the resolution, the Palestinians say no, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't see Mike Ditka out at Walmart at 3 in the morning. Do you know how many people were out? I mean, it was just a zoo in America at 3 in the morning, Mike. They were catching bargains left and right for Black Friday.
Well, you know what, John? What that proves is this, Steve. Mike Ditka's a hell of a lot smarter than those other people. Because I could go down there right now to Best Buy and I could catch the same bargain, or I could catch it next week. I'm telling you, can. These people are fooling you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an American
big hoax is in.
You know, they like doing it, Steve. It's kind of like a sport. We like to sit and watch football after turkey, and some like to go out and get a good shopping deal on Black Friday.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's psychology. They're going to miss something. And around here, of course, people are buzzing about Illinois basketball following their Maui Invitation Championship and Unity football for a 3A championship at 4 this afternoon at Memorial Stadium. So some good energy in our neck of the woods, Johnny.
Yeah. How good is Illinois in basketball?
Ooh,
good.
I'll tell you, Mike, now that's interesting.
I saw that the other night. I mean, it took me back because the Big Ten is kind of getting beat up in basketball.
Well, and we're going to be a good conference. But the Fighting Illini, and Steve, I'll tell you, Coach has stepped in. This is his first year, and these are the guys. And same guys, Steve, different team.
Yeah.
So they've really made some changes in terms of how to approach the game. And I'll tell you what, they played some great basketball against some pretty good basketball teams.
No
so
question.
We're after our football season. We're pretty excited about this. Maybe.
Yeah.
Mike, we've struggled in football. So.
Yeah. Oh, they play Northwestern. Illinois football ends their season, thankfully, on Saturday when Northwestern hosts the Illini. Well, guys, we'll leave it there. Mike, we're going to see you on ESPN. You're feeling better?
Yeah, I'm going to travel. Doctor said I was fine. I had an appointment with him 2 days ago, and so I really feel good. I think I know exactly what happened, but, you know, I can say I told somebody today in a text, but I felt good last Friday, too, until it happened. So, but I feel real good right now.
All right, well, have a good
all
trip.
Right,
we'll be watching these games. Mike, I want to hear your prognosticating because you're one of the best.
I had all three right yesterday, but I don't know about the rest of them. I mean, I don't know. I started looking at it, and now I started saying maybe Baltimore is a lot better than people thought they are, you know, and I look at all these other things. But I know one thing. This whole thing, somebody's going to have to beat New England to win it.
Yeah, that's tough. Johnny, Mike, thank you. Again, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk
all right,
Monday.
Guys, take care.
God bless you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks, Johnny. Thank you so much. Brother Johnny, New Orleans. Mike Ditkin, Chicago, headed to Bristol, Connecticut in the morning. You'll see him all weekend long on ESPN as he does the NFL football analysis.